Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru. I hate this cold. Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? How about a little bit more of a somber shout out this evening? This evening when we're recording to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The birthplace of John Andretti, who unfortunately we lost today to a long battle with cancer.
Colon cancer.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on? You know, on losing someone, we did take a huge loss in the sports world this week. And not only sports world, but in general. I mean, Kobe Bryant and his daughter, and then everybody else on the helicopter and their families. That was a very sad moment in the news.
Yeah, it is. This is a very sad week for.
Yeah, very unexpected, very tragic.
Yep. Very. You know, and I was promised another day. I tell you what, we were promised is to hear the rest of your car collection.
I'm going to have to throw you off for a loop because I actually have two. I know I'm down to one, but somehow I'm going to have to squeeze them together a little bit and fit another one in there.
You can do that?
Yeah. Because we got the money to do it, so we can fit him. Okay.
We have the technology.
We have the technology. Okay. I would have to have the Ghostbuster hearse.
A 1959 Cadillac Morris Meteor.
Yep.
Hearse.
Ghostbuster edition.
Ghostbusters.
Well, they didn't actually make a Ghostbuster edition.
In my collection, it's the Ghostbuster edition. Just because, you know, these movie cars, you were saying the movie cars ain't my thing. Well, not per se that they're really mine, but think about if you're cruising around or a kid comes to your museum, he is going to get a kick out of seeing a Ghostbuster, you know, car or, you know, A-Team or whatever.
So you
whatever.
Want it with all the tanks and the lights.
Yes.
Proton packs.
All that. And I would want the whole, I would probably put the mannequin up there with the suit on. I don't know, you know. The guy would have to live.
See, that freaked me out. I don't want mannequins in my garage.
Too much.
I would have to have him, though. Because I would probably put the suit on myself. At some point, walk around the garage with it on.
With your proton pack, you know.
Go down to 7-Eleven, get me a Slurpee.
Stumble to the garage, see a mannequin, freak out.
Blast it with your proton pack.
Okay, and then my last but not least is going to be for all of us and all my friends hanging out. I'd like to have a trolley. On wheels, a trolley, you know, that fits 40 people or whatever, like downtown. Would that not be cool to have your own little trolley go cruising around in? Everybody just hanging out the side of it, cruising around town.
Definitely go, without a left field.
You know, go, I don't know, go get dinner or whatever, everybody pile out. Just be kind of cool.
Where would you park it?
I don't know. Who cares? We got the money. We'll pay a parking ticket. Park in the middle of the street. I don't know.
We do that anyway.
No. So what does it matter? But I think a trolley would be cool. Like an old school trolley, not like a new one, like an old school trolley.
An old school.
Cool. Yep.
Just ride around. Come on, jump on the trolley. Would you have a bell? Ding, ding.
Of course.
Would you charge everybody like a quarter to ride?
It would just be fun.
Have a square when you walk in.
Yeah. That's it. ATM at the front.
It's going to be $1.50.
Per block.
Where are you headed? Ding, ding. It had the little string you can pull down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to do the whole thing. Like, I would like to have, like, one of the ones from, like, San Francisco, like that, but with wheels on it, you know, not on the track. But
can you have the emergency brake where, like, if I don't like the way you're driving, I can just pull it down?
I don't know about all that. That'd be kind of rough.
I'm not getting on your trolley, then.
That'd be kind of rough.
I'm not getting on your trolley.
Well, just pull a string and it'll, like, I don't know, tell me to slow down.
Lock the brakes down or stop the bus.
So that's my car collection. Right. I got a mine's
a trolley, a Maybach, a hearse,
an 18 van.
An 18 van. That's actually kind of, the Fall Guy truck's my favorite.
That is.
The Fall Guy truck. I mean, first of all, you got a Fall Guy truck. You get like Heather Locklear chicks with that.
Yeah, you're getting girls. I don't care.
I'm telling you.
It turns out a Ferrari Testarossa will also do that.
Yeah.
Not as good as the Fall Guy truck.
You can ask Tommy Lee.
You get down there at the old Florida Georgia line, the Fall Guy truck is what you're going to want.
Yeah, I'll stay away from the Florida Georgia line.
Oh.
So, what about you, Rob? Because you've had the longest to think about this.
So, I got 10.
You got 10.
Can you think of 10 you haven't already had?
Yes.
Okay.
Big Corvette guy.
We're sorry.
Probably going to want a 69 427 tri-power bed.
L88?
Of course. 69. You know what? I'll let you pick the color. I'm not even picky. I'll take any shade.
What's that dark green?
I like that.
That's pretty.
I like that. So definitely a 69 vet, big block.
That's a good one.
And even after I just said I don't like big block vets, I would take that big block vet.
That's different.
All right. So we got that. Do a 70 Chevelle, 454, LS6. Man, for a man, a guy don't like big blocks.
So that's what I'm wondering.
All right. So probably a really, really nice 32 Ford. Straight axle, traditional build with a small block Chevrolet. Roadster high boy style.
Yep.
Probably, this is one that'll probably shock you. Two of them. I want two Ferraris. But no. This is the catch.
No, one of them is.
I don't want the real versions of either one of them.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have one. I want the most pristine McBurney Daytona ever. It's the perfect Ferrari. Oh. It's a third-gen vet. The shape like a Ferrari Daytona, but 4 inches longer.
Yeah, but
made famous by Don Johnson.
But cost is no object. You could get a real one.
I wouldn't want a real one because you couldn't drive and enjoy a real one. I'd rather have a McBurney. I mean, I like driving cars.
Right.
And I wouldn't feel comfortable with a $1.2 million something. That's real. Even though, I mean, an L88 vet's $350,000, but you know what I'm saying.
That's the line.
But you know, I would drive that still. I'd be that guy. But I wouldn't want that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Jerry Seinfeld. See, I'm funny. So I couldn't be like Jerry Seinfeld and drive around in that. That's the reason me and Jerry Seinfeld wouldn't get along. My jokes actually make sense.
Is that why?
Yeah. You know, we were actually talking about this. It might have been me and you, Kirby.
Yes, we were.
We were talking about Jerry Seinfeld. He said, you did stand-up comedy. He said, well, you didn't like Jerry Seinfeld. I said, no, I didn't. I've never liked Jerry Seinfeld. The reason I don't like Jerry Seinfeld is you have to think too hard to appreciate his jokes. I like dumb comedy. I like people that have been in comas for a year laughing still because it's so funny. That's why. I don't want to have to think. I don't want the next day for it to hit me and be like, aha,
yeah,
that was a good one, Jerry. No, I want to instantly laugh. I want to hear about the horse falling in the mud. You know, I want a dirty backyard recess third grade humor joke. That's what I like. I want to hear about an ex-wife. I want to hear about going to Russia. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of jokes.
My name is Bert.
My name is Bert. No, I just seen it last night. I was looking at
something. The machine!
Downtown, not the Comedy House, the other one where they do the
Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone. They're having one, I think, next week. We all need to go. It's called Anderson Jockey Lot Humor.
Oh, that's
the stand-up whatever.
The Cafe and Then Some.
Yes. But it's called the Anderson Jockey Lot Humor.
That is a good one. That is a good one. I tell you what's not good.
Another commercial break already?
Every time, man, we get going. I know what I'm saying. And I've got six cars left on my list. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host for the most that is under the weather, and I apologize.
Got that crud.
My angelic voice is not quite as angelic as normal.
It sounds the same.
No, it doesn't. it don't sound the same to me.
It doesn't feel the same to you.
Yeah, because like my ears, you know, usually when I speak, it's kind of like angel singing, and I'm not getting that vibe right now. You know what I mean? Like, I speak, Sam Elliott listens. You catch my drift. You know, like,
we're in a three-story building. We need to get out of here before this thing collapses on us.
Okay, listen. Listen. Shh. Without further ado, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? PA again. How about a shout out to Philadelphia, PA, the birthplace of the late, great Kobe Bryant.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel, an all-around cool car guy, and can play basketball or flip, but we still love him, Cubby Miller.
No, I cannot play basketball.
I'm telling you. So.
All right, you mentioned one of your Ferraris.
All right, yeah, so, but the reason I love the Daytonas is I love the story behind the Daytonas. I love how they, you know, they're a beautiful car. But I love the McBurney story better than the Ferrari story. You know what I mean? A boat builder in Florida has a car sitting in a body shop that they're restoring. They pop a mold off of it over the weekend. And next thing you know, they start retrofitting this thing to Corvettes. And then, you know, Then Miami Vice catches wind of it. Hey, we got this cop show. We're trying to save some money. They build this bad Ferrari Daytona replica that these two bad boy cops ride around in. And Ferrari literally craps a chicken because they're using a fake Ferrari. And they give him a real Ferrari. And the only way they'll give him one is they have to destroy the car on camera. So they blow it up.
That would be so... I would cry.
And then... Poor McBurney gets sued like every which way possible by Ferrari, and then his place burns to the ground on top of it.
Yeah, don't mess with Enzo Ferrari.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. You know, that's an inside job. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I don't have like that, you know, that Jesse Ventura mentality about things. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna call BS.
Well, if you think about it, you know,
something's in the marinara. If you catch my drift,
Ferrari just ruined your business, and I can just picture the McBurney owner standing around saying, "Man, I wish this place would just burn to the ground."
Yeah.
Well, you know, like when we went and watched Ford versus Ferrari, they had a little bit of that in there when Enzo was sitting up there in a tower and telling him to call down there and trying to. I guess shut the track down per se because he was losing and all.
Yeah, he was a bastard.
He was a bastard, especially in that movie. I mean, it really showed in the movie.
You know, I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one that I like. The Ferris Bueller Ferrari, which is totally fake.
It's beautiful.
It was.
That when it sold to Bear Jackson, I love that thing. That car, and it's even a Ford, which makes it even worse.
It's gorgeous.
But I love it. Like, well, I absolutely, that is the wire wheels.
It didn't have no miles because they ran it in reverse all day long.
It's been in a slight accident.
Out the back window.
But you see what I'm getting at, you know? It's got a small block Ford in it. It's even an automatic.
Yep.
Because Matthew Broderick can't drive a stick.
That's sad. Why wouldn't you learn?
Because, again.
But it's still cool.
It is. That is a cool car. So that would be in your collection.
That would be in my collection. I love that car. And I think they actually make a reproduction of it.
Probably.
A similar.
It was based on the 250 GT long wheelbase, right. Which they only made 10 of.
You know, so, yeah. And he wipes it with a diaper.
I probably would, too.
He knows the mileage, Ferris. Oh, the Ferrari.
That was so funny when he...
I highly recommend picking one up if you have the means.
They put it in reverse and let it run like it was going to do something.
It's so choice. It's so choice. Oh. I love it. What do they say when they're in that restaurant? And he said, my dad is right over there. He said, when the meat get busted. When the meat get busted, the bold survive. Or something. There were so many good one-liners in that one.
I haven't seen that movie since elementary school.
I love that movie, dude. I watch it probably once a year. Love that movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
We need to have a Netflix night at the house. I can see it coming.
It's been a long time.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's definitely one of my... Those are my two Ferraris that I would have. And I'll be honest with you, that's probably the only Italian remotely supercars I'd remotely have, period.
No Lambo?
No.
You were kind of getting tasty for a Lambo a couple months ago.
You know what? I like cheap ones. Inexpensive. You know what I mean? Like that. Like, I like them with a story. Like, I don't want an interesting character to own it or you know, it was pulled out of a lake or something good, you know?
I want one pulled out of a lake.
Yeah, well, Ed's just got one like that. So, there's something about a Lambo with watermarks, and I'm not talking about like old money watermarks. No, I'm talking about like on the leather, there's watermarks. Yeah,
apparently, somebody wanted to get out of that one.
Yeah, exactly. It went for a swim. So,
oops.
So, but yeah, that would be it on the exotic side for me, probably. Definitely a new Escalade for a daily. That's just a given. You know, a new Escalade.
I thought you were kind of turning away from Escalade all.
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No, sir. No. That's something we don't turn away from as General Motors.
No G-Wagon?
I like G-Wagons. I do. And they're cool. And you know what? If I'm feeling froggy at the end, I may jump on one. But as a rule, I kind of leave for a caddy for a daily. I love how Professor, the look he just gave me. The eyes closed with a little nod like, that's right, son.
Well, he don't like G-Wagons. Me and you
I love G-Wagons.
I do too. Cool. If I would have thought about a G-Wagon, it would probably been besides the Navigator.
If I was going to be, you know, I want to look like a rapper when I come pulling up.
You just said you were going to buy an Escalade.
That looks like every other soccer mom.
Well, that'd be honest with you, he does serve a point. My mom drives an Escalade.
But who do you think?
Of course, my mom also has a 427 Vet also, but that's beside the point.
Who do you think's driving all the G-Wagons you see running around town? It ain't 50 Cent.
What's the guy that does MMA here in town?
Yep, he does.
Oh, Kevin with the Wonder Boy or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got one.
Yep, he does. He's
probably got an Escalade too.
What is G-Wagons in the shop? That's something to drive.
Couple, you know, clubhouse moms over at Thornblade have some.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with the G-Wagon.
No, I like G-Wagons.
Ain't nothing wrong with the G-Wagon.
Didn't have one.
All right.
It would look good next to my Maybach.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah, it kind of works.
So everybody, 86, my Navigator, I'm going.
All right, so we'll cross that off. So we'll cross. So far, what do you think about my list? Is it what you would think it would be?
Yeah, pretty much to a T.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, pretty close.
You got to throw in a ringer, man. You got to surprise us.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll definitely be a ringer in here.
Okay.
There'll be a ringer, but we got to take a commercial break first. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to Harrison, Michigan?
Harrison. You choking on a sweet tart?
I am.
Hang it up.
Rob, don't get me. Oh, Rob's over here again, mouth to mouth.
No. I promise you, Rob is not doing that. Oh, wow, the professor just choked to death. Okay, we'll see, yes. Anyway, then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about dream car collections. Dream car collections. And I went through my list, you know, and I got my 69 L88 Vette, my 70 Big Block Chevelle, 32 Ford Roadster, my Daytona Ferrari, and, of course, my Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferrari.
Got to have an Escalade for a daily, a brand new Escalade. Now, the next one, this is going to be a shocker.
I'm going to be very disappointed if one of these isn't something that I'm expecting to hear.
A 1988 35th anniversary Corvette. Extremely low mile, super nice, Doug Nash manual transmission car.
That didn't surprise me.
That is a that's a blue chip collectible. I love those things.
If you get one, we're going to have to race.
No. It's like, that's so messed up.
No.
That is so, so, so messed up. So messed up. That's horrible.
Come on, this is the first time that I'm going to ever be able to beat you.
You're killing me. Yeah, but you got to like obliterate me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's bad. That's like picking. This ain't cool. You're picking on me. Now I know how it feels to own a Dodge. That's horrible.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Ooh.
That did hurt. That was,
a low blow.
That was low. That was like.
Right into the heart. It's like that kill shot. Kill him. So, you got these cars. And this is the thing. I'm such a muscle car guy that I would probably have a GTO.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I could get talked into a GTO, but I'm a little bit different. You know, you said a 65 GTO. Yep. I'm going with a Judge.
I'm with you.
But not a carousel red.
No.
I want a green one or a white one. I like that.
I would go with the white one if I had my choice.
I like the green. I like the funky colors.
Yeah, the green. I
like the funky colors. I could get down with a cool poncho like that.
With green interior.
I could do green or black, yeah. Either way, or I white. Like, some of them are pretty.
I do like them. I do like the green on green ones. I've seen a couple of them. I do like that.
I'm a little biased. A buddy of mine's got a white one, 4-speed factory, 430 gears, and it's. Pretty awesome.
That's what I'm screaming. That old 400, I bet you turn it on with a 430 gear in it.
Actually, he took me for a ride in it once for about half an hour, and I was shocked at how docile it was. Like, he wasn't getting on it, but I figured it was going to be like a rip-snorting, you know, just screaming muscle car. And it,
I love the Judge. He's got the tack on the hood.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know. I mean, and I'm not a big corporation car fan, but that's one of my really, really big favorites. I tell you another car that I would have. I'll probably have an 82 Collector's Edition Vette. And I'll be honest with you, I like them. And if I could find a really nice, low mile, I would take it. But I would also could get talked into, what was the yellow Vettes, like the 81s and 80s? What was that? Was that Daytona yellow on those? Or
I believe so.
But you know, with the oyster white interior, something really nice like that.
You know, you got a lot of Vettes on that list.
Because like, I like good stuff.
You might as well be like Rick Hendricks and just have every Vette there is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 3/4 of that list are Vettes.
You know what? I didn't pick on you. You don't see no 18 Vans on here, do you?
No, you don't. There's a difference between taste and Vettes.
No, there is good taste. You know why Face got all the women? Because he drove a Corvette. That's why.
No, because he rode around with an 18.
No. So... And for my last one, and it's rough. I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, this.
You didn't pick the Vanilla Ice Mustang.
Yeah, you got to go off the beaten path.
I would probably take the really clean 5-liter. I guess that's where I would put my clean 5-liter, is right there. And I mean, I think that's a really cool, just a really nice list. I'll tell you something else. I'd actually scratch the 5-liter. I'd put me a 62 bubble top Impala.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That right there.
So what's your wild card car?
I think it's the two Ferraris.
How about, I think your wild card would be a nice 94, 95 Cobra.
You know what? I wouldn't want a Cobra.
Really?
I never had one. I want a GT.
Yeah, but it's okay. The better version of.
I don't know. I just don't. I mean,
this is why we got older and got good jobs.
Yeah.
Well, see, well, I had the 93 Cobra, so.
Well, but my thing is, I got older, so I want a better car, period. How about that? So I just changed class all the way around.
All right, that's reasonable.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. So no offense, Ricky, I'm just saying.
So nobody went with, like, no one went with any, like, off, really, like.
I'm surprised you didn't ask for the Jurassic Park Explorer.
No, I don't want no Jurassic Park Explorer.
I want a T-Rex to go with it, too.
You know, I'm surprised. I'm really surprised Richard didn't say, like, some rare Escort, whatever that rare Escort is.
I'm not really.
A Mercure.
The Mercure.
Or an Omni, whatever.
GLHF.
Yeah.
That's a shocker, actually.
See, but these are cars that I actually might be able to own someday in reality. So I kind of tried to stick with.
So your Monopoly money wasn't good over there?
Looking forward to a McCore is kind of like looking forward to like Alzheimer's disease. You know what I'm saying?
So you can forget about your pain.
Yeah, I don't even want a McCore.
That's something we can all get one day. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Well, I mean, I hope that the point is going to come in my lifetime where I can buy a $30,000 collector car, whereas GLHS still might be on the table.
Oh.
You know what? You know, you've got LT4. Solves all that problem.
Yeah. It also fills up my last carport space.
Exactly. Till the Cordova leaves. Then you put the Cadillac back in.
Exactly. The Cadillac gets to go back where it goes.
I would literally take that Cordova.
Are you gonna Corvette parking only?
You got that hill behind your house? That thing would accidentally go off the back of that hill.
It doesn't roll, Kobe.
It don't even roll. That's the thing. Not run.
It rolls to get in there.
I mean, it rolls, I guess.
We could literally.
It doesn't run, so how do you explain that?
I'd bring them. I accidentally pushed it with my truck.
I bumped into it.
Right off through the fence and down the cliff.
Yep.
By mistake.
It could be like a Ferris Bueller.
And it's not insured.
Sorry, neighbor. Well, it doesn't matter.
It could be a Ferris Bueller moment. We could just run it down.
Kick the hell out of it.
Yeah. Sorry, neighbor. You got a Cordoba now.
No, we only do that when the cars are insured for a lot of money.
We don't talk about that on the radio
just
either.
Just kidding. Just kidding, travelers.
Hot Rods and Happy Hour brought to you by blah, blah, blah insurance. And now we know why we don't get the big sponsors now. Thanks, Professor.
You know what else is really, really cool?
What's that?
You know what we're going to be having here real soon? Our Rumble in the Park.
Rumble in the Park car show. That's going to be fun.
Yes.
Trailblazer?
Yes, Trailblazer Park. TR, South Carolina.
TR, which if you're not from the area, that's Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Yep. You don't Google TR, South Carolina.
It will pop up if you Google it.
That's scary.
It will pull up. I've done it.
Tell Google, find me TR.
It says, okay.
Find
a new Travelers Rest. But yeah, we're going to have Rumble in the Park. Car show, bike show, you know, a whole nine yards. Plus,
Gasser cars. Stuff there.
We're having food vendors. We're having everything. It's going to be a great turnout. There will be. Right. March 7th.
Hot dogs?
Yeah. Mark your calendar. And March barbecue. 7th.
All right. Everybody likes brisket.
Take a hot dog.
See?
Yeah, I'm going to eat a piece of brisket over a hot dog.
Y'all don't know what you're doing.
Tell me.
But mark your calendar, everyone. March 7th.
Definitely going to be a great
Trailblazer
Park. I'm excited about that.
Hot Rods and Happy Hours, Rumble in the Park.
I'm excited about that.
It's just a month away.
I know.
It is.
That's nuts. It's January's flew by.
January has gone by so quick.
I'm telling you. I tell you what's going on. This show has burned by quick, though.
It has. We've had a great time.
Daydreaming about cars. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the crazy thing. Just daydreaming about, you know, these cool cars. So did you have, like, the big cool collection, like the big cool garage?
Well,
With a fountain in the middle?
I've told you all this before. If money was no object, I would stay in my house. Like, it would probably get a lot nicer, but, I mean, I'm fine with my house. But I would buy my neighbor's vacant house, level it, and that would be my garage. I don't know what the HOA would have to say about that.
I would knock my neighbor's house down.
Yeah, nobody lives there.
I wouldn't have a fountain per se, but I would definitely have my Zephyr. I would have my Zephyr in there just turning on its mirrors.
Keeping it reasonable.
Yeah, keeping it reasonable. With all the, I'd have to have the shiny LED shining on it, you know.
Multicolored.
It's almost like having that Rolex in the center, you know.
Would you roly-roly right there?
I would have a roly-roly right
there,
too.
Killing me. I would. Killing me. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How's about a shout-out to you Travelers Rest, South Carolina?
How's about a shout-out? You sound like you're about from TR there for a second.
That's your work home.
You about went picking and grinning.
I live there, and that's your work home.
I'm telling you. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, talking about the car collections, and Kobe's talking about his disco lights and spinning mirrors. I think Kobe's going back to like them Studio 54 days. Surprised he didn't pick out like a Lincoln Continental or something on it for his list.
I saw Kobe outside puffing on something.
I'm telling you, he got his A-team van. We all know about that.
And when you open the door, rockets will shoot off.
But you got to admit, if you had a Zephyr as a centerpiece, I mean, you got something.
Yeah.
You can't rock a anniversary vet in the center as a showpiece. I don't think
a white-on-white-on-white vet?
That might be fighting words.
I don't think so. Compare that to a Zephyr.
Speak easy.
To a Riddler Award-winning Zephyr? No. I'm sorry.
Heart wants what it wants.
I reckon.
I'm telling you. It might be the trailer park in me, Kobe, but I'm going to tell you something. Just draws me in like a moth to a flame.
It'd be pyrotechnics. And...
like I hear Whitesnake when I see it, you know?
Oh, man. You think, I bet Tony Catan is still looking for a job, probably.
Yeah, she ain't crawling her
probably fat. Looking for a place to live.
Yeah. No. Not on the bonnet of my vet. She can crawl on yours, Professor, not mine.
Hey. But I will say one thing, though. On that vet situation, it is a nice car, and I do hate that you did miss that one vet because that thing was so clean.
I did.
There will be another. That almost hurt my feelings when that didn't go through. I was like, wow.
There will be another.
There's another out there. There's not a lot of them, but there's a few.
That was a beautiful car.
They're cool. And I mean, I don't know. I think that's a childhood thing.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. Yeah. I mean, we grew up in the era. I remember the first time I ever saw a Corvette where I was old enough to notice what it was, and it was either an 84 or an 85 at William Chevrolet, back before the days of Kevin Whitaker. And I was like 6 years old, like, well, this thing's cool. And I mean, those are the kind of things that stick with you.
I remember looking at those cars when they were new, and I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah. I never, not one time. Not only did, you know, I got my butt beat for wrecking my uncle's Corvette, not because of that. I just have never been drawn to Corvettes.
I don't know. It's a family thing. My dad liked
it. My dad's never really was a vet person, nor my grandpa, or, you know, so I don't know if that, it might be that. I don't know. I've never been drawn to Corvettes.
Like, I can still take you, and speaking of spinning on a turntable. Yeah. They actually, at Abraham Chevrolet, they had one sitting, turning on a turntable in Tampa, Florida.
Huh.
We went on vacation, and they were there. And it was sitting there, turning in the show. And I remember looking at it with my dad, standing on the turntable as it turned around, staring at it, looking at its little numbered plaque in its center console. It's one of the 2050.
You know, you're sitting there talking about Corvettes and stuff. You got to... pretty cool thing going on this Saturday,
going down to Vet City.
Yeah,
and we're filming down there. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's always fun hanging out with Barry and the boys down there. We got to get them back in here.
Yeah, he's got some really nice vets.
He's got a lot of vets down there, but they always got the cool vets. And Barry shares my love for the
C4. Mm-hmm. And that's how he got started, right?
Exactly.
He had a TO94.
Yeah, which, you know,
I don't know. What are you doing, Richard, Saturday?
I don't think I have any plans.
What? Maybe me and you get up in your vet and we'll ride out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Down for that.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know, vet people doing vet stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's Well, coworkers, when I took the day off to go get registered and everything, one of my coworkers, she said, oh, why are you taking tomorrow off? I said, I'm doing vet stuff.
I'm doing vet stuff? I didn't know you were in the war. No!
Oh, speaking of, your shoes should be in here this week. I got you a new pair of white New Balances.
Did you get me some jorts?
No, I did. Matter of fact, size 32.
With oh elastic God, really waistband?
Is, really is my size. You better be joking.
No, I did. And the polo to go with it, the extra small polo.
Oh, no.
You better get him some gold chains.
We're going to work on that. I mean, he can get his own gold chains. I bad enough, I got the extra small polo and the shorts, and I even got you the tube socks to go with it and all. They even got silver stripes. So
you know what, though? You never see those guys driving, like, LT4 vets.
No, they're always in
If they do, they're only driving them because they're LT4, like, to say this is an LT4. I mean, I drive mine like it was meant. No.
But it is no lie. I am going to get you a pair of white New Balances. We should have went.
I don't want that.
That's what we should have done after next week before the show. We're going
to the New Balance
store. There's a New Balance store right across from Cracker Barrel where we eat all the time. We just noticed it tonight. We're going to get you a pair of white New Balances.
I'm telling you.
I do not want that.
You're getting them.
It would look mighty sharp on you. Just think about them gear changes.
Yeah. I won't be able to push in the clutch with those big stupid
clown shoes on.
Oh.
Well, obviously they do it every week in and out. So.
Well, I think they drive automatic.
Yeah, okay. And then
they're pushing out.
This is the other thing, Richard. You're here in Greenville. There's a lot of Corvette clubs. There's what, three of them?
Yeah, I'm not into clubs.
You're getting into one of them.
I'm not getting into a Corvette club.
And then you're going to have to go out to
if
the convention.
They're just going to kick me out in like a month.
You're going to have to
You could be our insider.
You can go out to the convention club or convention center and set it there. No. Actually, John and them at the Corvette club, they're here in Greenville. They're very good people and whatnot. We're actually planning on doing a show with them this year, so you will be able to bring your vet out
to
that
show. Yeah, I'll take my car.
Yeah.
He said, I just don't want to be in your club.
Right, and I said that to the Mopar Club, too. I mean, it's nothing personal.
Didn't have to say that to the Murata Club.
No, I needed the Murata Club.
I need you guys.
I need all two of you.
We've got to stick together.
That's not a club. That's a support group.
It's all three of us.
Oh, Lord. That's horrible. Oh, me.
Have you talked to the guy that bought yours?
No, not since a few days after he bought it. He said he hadn't been driving a lot. I told him, like, he's doing like a ground up restore on this car. I told him I want to see it when you're done.
Wow.
Might end up trading them to vet.
Talk about a waste of
Do
resources.
What?
Depends.
Do what?
I'm not gonna trade them to vet.
Listen.
I was gonna say
Have you ever been strangled with a headphone cord?
I was
not yet.
It's coming. I can feel it.
I was just gonna say we're gonna have
talking that silliness.
We're gonna have to come visit you in the hospital.
Yeah, that's you talk about Murdoch coming and escaping from the nut house. I'm telling you, talking about trade a C4 Corvette.
He would be in the nut house because we'll put him in a straight jacket.
I'm telling you. Yeah, no white New Balances. How about a nice white straight jacket? How about that to match? I'm telling you, what is wrong with this guy?
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
We can take the Murata out of the boy, but we ain't going
to Vet City on Saturday. You know where we're going? We're going to get you a double dose of the Holy Ghost this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at church, both days.
We're going to go to Mass.
May even have a sleepover, okay? Because you just need it. Talking that silliness.
Oh, Lord.
I'm telling you.
Going to Vet City sounds fun this weekend.
You would like it, though. Yeah, you would like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could learn, like, the secret Corvette handshake and things like that.
Yeah.
You know. It's kind of like a brotherhood thing.
You got the wave, like, a couple.
Yeah, the two-finger.
A couple people. Yeah, have like one guy, I don't think he was gonna do it, and then he was like, I gotta do it.
They will find you if they find out.
Yeah, really, they'll take your car.
Yeah, it's
there is a finger thing,
yeah, the two finger go,
yeah, really, like, yo,
it's kind of like sport bike thing back in the day.
Yeah, I was gonna say, motorcycle is two down, and that what that stands for is to keep two tires down, is what that stands for.
Nah. Yeah, well, this one's two up,
keep two up.
Yeah, I guess keep two tires up. I don't know.
I don't know, but motorcycles, when they do that, that's what that means. Well, be safe. Keep both tires on the ground.
Well, all I know is we're out of time, guys.
Dang, this went quick.
I'm telling you, guys. I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.